Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration at the state's southern border to augment additional resources to efforts addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border. This as new video shows smugglers abandoning a five-year-old alone at the Texas border. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes the administration is not doing enough to secure the border.
I mean, they created this mess. It's almost as if it's intentional because they undid the Trump policies. The president won't go to the border. The vice president won't go to the border. When Secretary Mayorkas went to the border, he wouldn't let the press in the facility. So it's like they want to stick their head in the sand and hope the country doesn't notice.
President Biden set to deliver remarks on Wednesday from the White House regarding the latest efforts in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Biden continuing to undo the actions of his predecessor.
President Biden has suspended oil and gas leases in Alaska's Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, making permanent the temporary moratorium he issued on his first day in office. The order reverses a Trump-era policy allowing oil and gas exploration in the nature reserve. Alaska Governor Mike Dunleavy called the cancellation of the leases wrong and an attack on his state's economy. In a tweet, Dunleavy promised to use every means necessary to oppose the order. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The CDC says more patients with kidney failure died during the first 7 months of the pandemic than would have been expected. A new report showing roughly 7,000 to 10,000 people had end-stage renal disease. That's when a kidney stops working and the filtering of a person's blood requires dialysis or a transplant. The CDC saying these patients face higher risk of dying from COVID because of their weakened immune systems. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Senator Ted Cruz of Texas is ripping the U.S. Army on social media for a new ad calling them woke and emasculated. The Texas Republican retweeting a video comparing a Russian military ad featuring muscle-bound men shooting rifles centering on a female soldier with two moms. Cruz also telling Fox News,
"The men and women of our military, our soldiers and sailors and airmen and Marines, are the toughest, most ferocious and effective fighting force on the face of the planet. They are the reason we are free. They are the reason we have our rights. And what we're seeing is we're seeing Democratic politicians and these woke lefty bureaucrats and lefty media reporters trying to destroy the American military, trying to turn it into, frankly, a bunch of pansies."
Reacting to Cruz's comments, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on CNN.
"It is not too soft. It will never be too soft. I think our adversaries would like to capitalize on talking points like that, or, you know, the Chinese, the Russians, and I welcome them to do that, because what this department, what Lloyd Austin is focused on is the defense of our nation."
NASCAR announcing on Tuesday that the Phoenix Raceway will once again host the NASCAR Championship Weekend, November 4th through through the 6th, 2022. This will be the third straight year the Phoenix Raceway has hosted the championship finale. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us for the ride. And we've got George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. And you?
Hey, doing terrific. I mean, I'm still in the free Florida state of the United States. You know, so they got it figured out here. They've had it figured out for a while, so we're not mask confused like some people are.
Well, save some room for me, would you?
Hey, plenty of room down here. You'd love it. Plus, you especially, well, you got a pretty good tax break there in Arizona. It's not too bad. But, some beautiful people are here as well. So, either way, you can't lose. But, hey, I want to talk to you about your latest report, Millennials Driving a Seismic Generational Worldview Shift Away from the Faith. What's happening here, George?
Well, you know, we've been tracking this. I mean, anybody who's been paying attention for the last 20-plus years would say, yawn. But what we know is that most people don't pay attention to this. And so it might be startling to them, the fact that really the millennials are driving a spiritual revolution of incredible proportions when we look at the things that they believe and do in terms of faith and how that translates into their daily lifestyles. They're really pushing us into a very different kind of existence, one where they really don't want God, they don't want the Bible, they don't want the church, they don't want traditional morality. And because America tends not to think very deeply about these things, when somebody puts energy behind it, as we've seen with much of the progressive movement, the rest of America rolls over and plays dead, and that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's amazing the percentage of people actually that we're talking about. What kind of numbers are we looking at?
Well, when you talk about the millennials, I mean, we're talking about, 420, probably 60, 70, 75 million people. I mean, it's quite a bit of people. I mean, they're a full generation now. The way that we look at it, they're between the ages of 18 to 36 right now. So they're our youngest adult generation, but keep in mind that's critically important because that also makes them our dominant parenting generation.
Exactly.
Not only do they have a lot of political influence, but they've got influence in the home as well. So it's a very, very significant block, and that's why advertisers, you know, tend to buy advertising and media geared toward that group. They're getting more money. They have more influence.
Well, when I say about percentage, yes, I know the size of the millennial demographic, but of that demographic, what are we saying, 60%, 70% of millennials are embracing this shift?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're probably looking at upwards of three-quarters of this group.
Yes.
And
you know,
one way of getting a sense of where they're coming from is just to look at how many of them have a biblical worldview. As a generation, we're talking only 4%, but when you look at the second half of that generation, then we're talking about only 2%. So, you know, it's clearly moving in the wrong direction. It was small to begin
exactly. with. Wow, that is huge. And as you say, these are the parents. These are the parents of tomorrow, and then the generation that they raise. Boy, the future of a godless society here in America scares me, George.
Well, and it should. It should scare all of us. And you know, we can say, well, you know, they're the parents, but what we also know from our study of parenting in America is that most of today's parents don't spend an awful lot of time and energy literally parenting their children. What they do instead is they've embraced the cultural mindset of, I can subcontract this out to the people who like to do this, who know how to do this, who want to do this, and I don't. I want to go out, I want to make money, I want to go out and have fun, I want to be happy. And so, I mean, even within that framework of parenting, there's another little mini revolution that's taken place that's saying, you know what, the media and the government are just having more and more influence on our kids handed to them by parents.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a whole nother discussion with the critical race theory, parents now raising a fuss and some being very successful, George. But we really need a bonfire, an actual revival of success happening from coast to coast to parents realize that, yeah, I am the parents. These are my children. I need to be responsible to make sure that they're being educated in the way that they should go and with proper education. Educational tools, not with something, you know, some form of indoctrination.
Well, and frankly, we have to look at the big picture and say, okay, so where is the Christian church in all of this? And the basic answer is, well, the church called in absent this year, you know, and last year and the year before. It's hard to imagine a louder or a clearer or a more direct challenge to the future of the Christian faith in the United States. When we look at what's happening here, we know that this is a time when leaders, when people of strong principles, when people of ironclad convictions and values would stand up and say, enough, not on my watch, this is wrong, we're going to change this right now. We haven't been doing that, and so things have gotten out of hand. It's going to be a lot tougher to turn it around. It can be done. But it's got to be intentional and strategic, and it's got to be immediate.
How do you talk with them, George? Because it seems that they're becoming more and more ideologically fixed. And as you and I understand, when somebody is ideologically fixed, unless you're of the same ideology, it's the wrong gospel, wrong church.
Yeah, and that's a great point, because this is a generation that prides itself on its reputation for being tolerant and diverse. The reality is that what the data shows, based on their opinions and their reporting, is that they're more eager to get even with other people. They treat people situationally. They don't believe in the golden rule. They do censor alternative points of view because they don't want to be exposed to that kind of thinking. And so it is very difficult. But, you know, the key here, as it always has been in Christian ministry and particularly in evangelism, is build the relationships. You can't influence people unless you have their trust. And, you know, you're not going to get their trust unless you invest in that relationship. So before we have the chance to start telling them, hey, look, there's a different way, we believe a better way of doing it, let me explain what it is. Hopefully you've seen it in my life, but now let's have a chance to talk about it, because they do like to talk about these things with people they trust. So
yes,
that's really
going
to be a critical element.
And you've got to make up some time, because sadly, in the case of the parents who should have led, and other people maybe that have spoken into their, you know, should have been speaking or maybe have been speaking into their lives, this is going to be a process, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And you know, you bring up a great point, and that's that this takes time. This doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen automatically. And part of the challenge to most Americans right now is that we have no margin in our lives. We filled it up from the time we get up till the time we go to bed. The schedule's pretty full. Now, not all of that is essential activity, but it's activity that we're planning to do. And so what we're talking about doing here, Bill, you know, of engaging people in relationships and in serious conversations and potentially in life transformation. That's not easy, and it doesn't happen quickly. So we're going to have to make some room in our schedules very intentionally for this kind of activity.
Without a doubt. We got to go to break. We've got more from George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world. World, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Independent. We are just the way you like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. George Barna is our guest, a professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center, ACU, and we're talking about the millennials driving a seismic, and I mean seismic, generational worldview shift away from faith. You know, George, when you consider really, and how short a time this has taken place, I mean, we're talking you know, perhaps less than a generation that this shift has taken place?
Yeah, very much. Yep. And you know, so we could see it starting. I mean, it's kind of interesting if you think of the different adult generations that we have. You have the builders and the boomers, in other words, all the people 55 or older now. And those two generations, I mean, they kind of fought over theology and stuff back in the 50s and 60s, early 70s. But they're pretty much in line with each other. You've got Gen X, which followed the boomers, people now in their mid-30s to mid-50s. And they were kind of the on-the-fence group. They were the shift that started to take place. And then you look at the millennials, and they've planted their flag deeply in the soil. And they've said, okay, what Gen X started, we're running with it. We're going full bore with it. We're going to take it over the line. And they really have. This is a group that, although they don't have that kind of leadership yet that's emerged that espouses a common vision, they've bought it. You have to wonder why. And I think you can point to things like the media and the schools.
Without a doubt, yes.
As the ones that made it happen.
Yeah, the media, including big tech. I mean, these kids that are running around with these powerful computers in their hands and how they're being influenced and indoctrinated. You know, it's been said that, culture or politics is downstream of culture. And exactly what you just explained is exactly what's happening in the body politic, isn't it?
Well, it really is. And, you know, again, when you look at all the dominant institutions in our culture, that's being redefined as well by these generations. So one of those institutions that we've relied on since the beginning of the Republic were our churches. Mm-hmm. But now we've got a generation that says, nah, we're reshaping everything. Churches are out. You know, other things are in, but churches are not going to have the kind of influence they've had. So I think as we look to the future with millennials in positions of leadership, some of the things that churches have always counted on, some of the benefits that they've had, you know, whether it was tax breaks or land use regulation, relaxation, I mean, certain things, they're not going to be getting that anymore. A lot of that's going to be withdrawn. It's going to be
exactly.
A very different future.
You know, what you're suggesting here, George, which really scares me, is that this generation is setting itself up for a charismatic figure who comes on the scene with a engaging idea and vision, and they will follow.
Well, and I think what you're describing is what, in conversation with my friends, I refer to as the anti-Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the fact that Trump was so strong in his beliefs and his positions, and he didn't waver, and he was predictable, and he really had an ideology that he followed through. Millennials hated it.
Yes.
But if there was somebody that had their theology, that had their ideology, and had that same kind of strength behind all of that, oh, man, they'd latch onto him like glue on paper.
Yeah, what a force that could be, and not necessarily a force for good, because then at that point, I mean, what's the end game here? And I think that's the opportunity for those of us that want to speak into the minds of these millennials, is to be able to talk, you know, about the basic virtues of our belief principles, like life.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I look at all these things as a sociologist, I mean, I've come to understand that America doesn't have a political crisis, doesn't have an economic crisis, it has a worldview crisis.
Yes.
And when I look at worldview, there are a lot of things that you need to measure, because the Bible covers everything in life. It's there to prepare us and equip us for every situation. But there are certain things that worldview-wise, we've got to get right or nothing else is going to make sense. So we look at, you know, what people believe about the Bible, about truth, about God, about salvation, about purpose, about success, about morality. If we can get those core elements lined up, you know, along with how God has taught us, how he's prepared us to succeed in life, we'll do well. But right now, we've got a generation that doesn't believe in the Bible, doesn't believe there's absolute moral truth, doesn't believe that God exists, doesn't believe that there's eternal salvation through Christ, believes that the purpose of life is happiness, believes that success has nothing to do with consistent obedience to God, believes that morality is determined by one's own feel, by one's own feelings and reasoning. Mm-hmm. And so you put that together, and that's a recipe for real failure.
Without a doubt. without a doubt. George, are they blaming God because, you know, families have disintegrated? You know, what's happening, you know, with teenagers, the pressures, like you said, and the propagandizement of the mainstream media, social media, what's happened with the abortion issue. But I think more significantly, and I mentioned this early, that because of the disintegration and the attack on the family unit, these institutions that God has put into play, including the church, as you mentioned as well, all these institutions are all being questioned by the millennials and saying, hey, look, they're just not working for us.
Yeah, I mean, it's all that and more, you know, because basically what it comes down to is we've turned from trying to be selfless to being comfortable with being selfish. And yeah. And so that process has been exacerbated by the fact that they did not have good role models when they were growing up. You know, their parents weren't necessarily showing them a better way. And so they turned to celebrities, and celebrities have failed us left and right. And so basically what they've come back to is, I guess it's up to me. It's all on my shoulders. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one who knows what makes me feel good, what makes me feel happy. You know, I'm going to have to be my own God.
Yeah, nothing new under the sun. We're back to pursuing our own pleasure. Boy, is this dangerous.
Well, it certainly is. And, you know, nevertheless, you know, we can talk all the gloom and doom, but there's always a solution. And the solution here for believers is to recognize it's not up to an institution to fix this. It's not up to the schools or media to fix it. It's up to you and me. I mean, that's why God has us here at this time. And so we have to recognize that he puts us in the situations for a purpose, for his purposes. And a new skill that it would be incumbent upon believers to develop is opening our eyes wide and being sensitive to why God has us in any given situation at any given moment. It's our opportunity to be his hands and his feet in that moment to the people whom we could possibly influence. Those are the ones we need to develop relationships with. Those are the ones we need to model a different lifestyle for. But we've got to be conscious of this role that we now play as God's remnant in a hurting and dying world, one that's denying him to their detriment. But we can help be part of the solution to that problem.
George, I sense that there's a higher calling for genuineness. That God is calling us to be, you know, to be vulnerable, to be honest, you know, to be able to tell these God-like stories, these God stories that each of us has, you know, like the blind man. Don't understand it. All I know, blind, now I see. These testimonies that the mainstream media, social media has canceled, but yet are so true that really you cannot steal, because these are personal encounters with God that no matter what you do or what you say, we know they're real.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great point, because we know that the two younger adult generations, both Gen X and millennials, respond to authenticity. That's what they're looking for. That's what they didn't get when they were growing up. You know, they were told one thing, and then they'd watch their parents, their teachers, their politicians do another thing. And so they're less bogus. But like you say, when we bring our personal narrative, our stories about the reality of what God has done in our life, that's one thing that they respond to positively. But the other thing that we found in our research is that you only continue to have positive impact in their lives if you are consistent. And so that consistency is part of authenticity, but it's so imperative that we remain consistent. We know who we are, whose we are, why we're here, and what we're seeking to do, and to do it with God's truth and God's love.
George Barna has been our guest, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, as always, we thank you. You're a blessing. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. Good to be with you.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is issuing a disaster declaration at the state's southern border to augment additional resources to efforts addressing the humanitarian crisis at the border. This as new video shows smugglers abandoning a five-year-old alone at the Texas border. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan believes the administration is not doing enough to secure the border.
I mean, they created this mess. It's almost as if it's intentional because they undid the Trump policies. The president won't go to the border. The vice president won't go to the border. When Secretary Mayorkas went to the border, he wouldn't let the press in the facility. So it's like they want to stick their head in the sand and hope the country doesn't notice.
President Biden set to deliver remarks on Wednesday from the White House regarding the latest efforts in the nation's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey, great to have you sharing a part of your day with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, it's amazing to me when you consider, you know, this era in which we live in, you know, this faux intellectual class that we have out there that seems to be all full of wisdom and knowledge and whatever. But yet, let's throw the science in there, too, because you got to have science, right? You know, science is the current god of this culture. And we're ignoring. I mean, all these policy geniuses seem to blatantly ignore experience and the facts. I mean, you look overseas and you see what European countries and others, what they've done, what they've got right, what they've got wrong. Spoke with the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, David Rubin, the other day. And it's amazing. And he grew up in New York. He's in Israel, as I said, the former mayor. And so he sees the contrast between America and Israel. Things that America has gotten right, things that Israel has gotten right, things that they've made mistakes on, things that America has made mistakes on. Again, we're striving for that more perfect union, right? We're not saying that we've arrived there. We're just striving for it. That's our aspiration and our goal. And at least that's in our lexicon, you know, that we do talk about these things that says this is where we're going. And so we're not accepting the status quo. But the point of all this is that we have our European brothers and sisters who, whether we're talking about COVID, immigration, election law, all these things, we can see where they're getting it right and they've done a great job. And yet it's like here we are in America. Somehow we're just so uber intelligent that we're trying to reinvent the wheel. I want to bring on Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, isn't that a bit galling, you know, to think that we're so arrogant that we know better than everybody else? And it's like the people in Europe are looking at us and going, gravity still exists. You're on top of the roof. You're going to jump and it's going to hurt, you know?
Right. Well, you know, people have learned a lot of hard life lessons. Some learn them better than others. And You know, we can learn from other places. We can learn from their mistakes, too. But, you know, the types of debates that we have here in the United States, I guess a lot of people tend to think that somehow they're unique, that those debates don't happen in other countries. Mm-hmm. But, you know, places usually face many of the same trade-offs.
Yeah, exactly, because, hey, guess what? We're all human beings. We're all subject to our own fallibilities and our shortcomings. And why not? I mean, we've got the beautiful thing of a democratic republic is we've got 50 states that are experimenting, right? And that's giving feedback to the greater cause. We have nations around the world that if we are not arrogant to think that we know it all, but that we can learn from them. But it goes back to what you were kind of suggesting, John. You have to have a desire to want to learn. If you think you know it all and you're so ideologically fixed, again, I love what Jordan Peterson, how he framed this, is that you render yourself stupid. And this is where a portion of our culture is right now. It's so ideologically fixed that we are we're purposely being unintelligent.
Right. No, I mean, it's the reason why the states were set up the way they were, and that is to allow competition. And there are multiple reasons for it. One is just to help figure out what works and what doesn't work, but also to make it so that if places go crazy and start to adopt really horrible rules that hurt people, people have the option to go and move to some place that's not going to be doing stupid things.
Exactly. Well, and this is why we have a storming of our border gates, for example, our, you know, that's one of the reasons. The other thing is that we're having here in America, but again, you got to be open to have this debate. Ever since, you know, November came and went, we're told that we're supposed to believe certain things and just accept what the Electoral College said happened. And I'd say half of the country is still in a quandary. You know, they just cannot believe what they want us to believe, especially when we keep realizing that there's more and more discrepancies. I mean, to the point that you're trying to do a legitimate audit down in Maricopa, right? In Maricopa County in Arizona, they had to move the ballots, John, to a secure warehouse where there was air conditioning because it's starting to warm up there in Arizona right now in the desert. And so they go to move these ballots. And, you know, the big thing throughout the whole process was chain of custody, right? So now we have these ballots that are being recounted. They're being audited there in Maricopa County. And the guards leave the building. I don't know. Maybe there was a Denny's combo that was hot and waiting for him or whatever. They leave the building for 20 minutes. The guards that are there, whose duty is to protect the integrity of these ballots, they're missing in action for 20 minutes. The alarm goes off, and it's like no big whoop. You know, and this compromises the whole research and the whole effort of what we're trying to do when we're auditing something, and we leave things open to where the results could be tainted.
Right. Well, I mean, there are lots of problems that have existed with regard to what's happening in Maricopa County. I mean, one of the things that's disturbed me a lot has been the constant threats of criminal action by the Biden administration against mm-hmm. those who were involved in doing the audit. Right. It seems to me that's just an attempt at intimidation. The Democrats, if they really believe that there were no problems, should welcome an investigation. It'd be one way to kind of, you know, put egg in the face of Republicans and say, look, you guys had this baseless conspiracy theory about what was going on, and here you've done this audit, mm-hmm. and it's shown that there was no problems. But instead, they have fought any type of review of the ballots at every possible stage, not just in Arizona, but preventing it in other places. You know,
exactly.
We've had all these court decisions. But one thing that people don't seem to realize is that the court decisions that were done when the election was called, none of those looked at the actual ballots that were there. What would happen is Republicans would go into court and they would ask for discovery. They would say, look, observers weren't allowed to observe. We have real concerns about the vote counts that had occurred. And the judge would say, well, can you show me that there was enough fraud to change the election? And the Republicans would say, well, we weren't allowed to observe the vote counts. We need to be able to look at the envelopes and the ballots to be able to figure out how much of a problem there was. And the judges would say, look, until you can show us up front that there was enough problems to change the election results, we're not going to allow you discovery. And so
Republicans caught in a catch-22. Yeah, but John, to me, that's a false argument from the judge. Because that's not the point. The point is, do we run free and fair elections? Is it legit? Did somebody fudge? Because if they didn't, are we open to where down the road, somebody who does a better job can cheat and stuff the ballot box more effectively and alter the results of an election, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, it has long-term implications for this. I mean, if people think that they can get away with fraud on something like that, then who's going to stop them from engaging in fraud the next time?
Well, they've been doing this forever, like you said, John. Look what happened. Even under with Barack Obama, that one year where you had something like 58 districts in in Pennsylvania that voted 100% for Barack Obama. That's impossible. I mean, you might have maybe one outlier or something like it, but you have 58, and they just pass that by, just let it go. Everybody already suspects Illinois, for example, as being a fraud state, that they stuff the ballots and everything. It's like a friend of mine down in Broward County, an attorney down there, who worked in Chicago. He said that whenever they were counting ballots, they always had to wait, they said, until they got the cemetery vote. So, you know, yeah, we can laugh about it and that sort of thing. But the fact of the matter is that this has been happening, and that can has been kicked down the road to such a degree that we have something so blatant right now that you have to suspend reality and check in your brains to think that Joe Biden was legitimately elected the president of the United States. Sorry, I just disagree with somebody trying to tell me you don't know what you're talking about. When I say, look, there's just too many facts, there's too many questions out there that you're not answering that an audit would answer. And if you're at all interested, as you said, John, they would support an audit. We've got more from John after this.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Yeah, that's what we need, a lifting up of our voice against the insanity that's being thrust upon we the people, ladies and gentlemen. Look, at we have the government that we allow and we elect and we allow to continue. And this is why an activated citizenry is so important. It's also why Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, the rest of them, you know, just found themselves in the fetal position on January the 6th, because they realized the people had about had it with them. And so what they tried to do was, you know, a little sleight of hand here, John. They wanted to blame everything on Donald Trump as if it was some sort of insurrection. No, the people came to speak out against an insurrection that was perpetrated by our elected officials. Is that too much of a stretch?
No, I think that's realistic. I'm very concerned about what happened. You and I have talked about the vote count in Missoula, how there was a large discrepancy in the all mail in vote that they had there, and I think they're real things that we can learn from the rest of the world. I mean, you look at Europe, for example. I just had a study that came out yesterday. You look at absentee ballots. Of the 47 countries in Europe, all but two of them either ban absentee ballots, almost all of them ban it, or require that you have to have a photo ID to physically go and pick it up. They're not going to send the absentee ballot to you in the mail. Or you have to go and be in the military or in a hospital and have to have third-party verification. Right. They don't take your word for it, and you have to have a photo ID on top of that. So, you know, you look at Europe, and you know, it makes the debate that we have in the United States over these types of rules pretty hilarious. So you have American Airlines and other companies boycotting Georgia and threatening a boycott of Texas. You know, the big thing in Georgia that upsets them is that they require that you have to put down a unique identifying number, like the last four digits of your Social Security number or your driver's license number or something like that on the absentee ballot.
Right.
That's less restrictive than 95% of Europe.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and here it is on the face. You got 70% of Americans, roughly, plus or minus, probably more plus than minus, that approve of voter ID. They have no problem with it because this is common sense, right? I mean, if you're saying, you know, that voting and our vote is so institutionally precious and critical to a democratic republic, then a voter ID, I believe, is the least that you can require of anybody. The rest of it, you know, the absentee ballot, I'm with you. I'm also one that believes we ought to get back to, you know, let's have one day. You know, we'll call a timeout as an important event as a national election is. We'll call timeout on the day. Everybody gets the day off. They go in. They vote. It is over. None of this stuff where we're going on for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks and let's have all these boxes spread throughout the county so people can, you know, drop these things off. Because, again, in terms of the chain of custody, I mean, you better have somebody vigilant watching those boxes, not somebody allowed to come in and just start ballot stuffing.
Just take the debate in Texas right now. What's upsetting Democrats? The big change that the legislature has tried to pass that was stopped this last Sunday was they've had these drop boxes for ballots, and the legislature has said, look, you have to have somebody monitor these boxes. Whenever you have them out, somebody has to be there. They can be there from like 6 a.m. to, you know, 10 p.m, but you can't have a box at 3 a.m. in the morning that's out and unattended. You have to have somebody there actually watching the box. And, you know, Democrats are claiming foul that that's somehow voter suppression, that you can't have a ballot box out at 3 a.m. With nobody watching it. You know, there's no country in Europe that has a rule that would allow, you know, ballots to be unattended, not having anybody monitor them, you know, out at 3 a.m. where somebody could get a hold of them.
John, that is such a ludicrous consideration by the Democrats, to think that you could leave a ballot box, you know, drop box out in the open at 3 o'clock in the morning unattended. I mean, to me, it's like, wait a minute, you know, sit down. We don't even want to hear from you. You're so disconnected from reality and what we're trying to achieve here in terms of honoring the vote and every vote to make sure every vote counts. What you're, I mean, there's not even, I can't even come up with a reason why you would leave a drop box all by itself at 3 o'clock in the morning and that somehow that is going to, solidify the integrity of the voting process.
Right. Well, you would think that would be the case. You know, I don't even know how somebody can argue otherwise, but they are. They're saying that that's vote suppression. That was the thing that got the Democrats most upset, that caused them to go and walk out of the Texas State.
Exactly.
House,
but what, John, let me ask you this. What are you suppressing at 3 o'clock in the morning?
Right. Well,
you're suppressing cheating.
They're claiming.
That's what they're suppressing.
Right. Well, they're claiming that a lot of minorities took advantage of having these boxes out at, you know, all hours of the night. That they were claiming that there was a significant number of minority votes that occurred during the middle of the night, and that by not allowing those boxes to be out there at that time and requiring that somebody has to be there all the time is too much of a burden on the county to go and do.
John, that sounds more like an anecdotal statement. Where's the empirical evidence that that is factual?
Well, they have evidence of where the ballot boxes were and the number of votes that they had in those, and you know, I think they have some information on the time of day that those ballots were cast. But I think it's once you start getting down to the time of day, I think that's a lot more superficial evidence that they have.
Exactly. I mean, if you just look at natural patterns of things, I mean, go into a local community, a 7-Eleven store, and ask them, say, oh, you know, with minority shopping, when do you find that minorities come at shop? Is it during regular hours that they come here for their big gulp, or is it at 3 o'clock in the morning in any kind of predominant number? I mean, there's some basic, you know, common sense things that you can do unless they have these things set up in such a way where, you know, it's driven by some sort of data collecting, you know, device that's able to tell you these things specifically. That's just that argument to me just doesn't hold a whole lot of water. Does it for you?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I just want to make sure that if I'm over the top here, because I know you'll draw me
well,
back.
Well, we're both over the top, then. I don't know, but...
Yeah, I mean, because, again, this whole idea, everything, it's either racist or it's suppressing. And again, my question is, what are you suppressing? And I think that for the Democrats, you're suppressing their ability to cheat. I mean, this is why they're trying to codify everything with H.R. 1 and S.1. And, of course, that's going to the Senate. They're going to deal with this, you know, once and for all.
The Senate, right. I mean, one of the big changes that they want to do there, I mean, there are two general changes. One is they want to essentially get rid of any type of ID requirements. And the second one is they want to make mail-in voting that we saw this last year kind of a permanent feature in American politics. And, you know, you just look at voter ID. We're a real outlier right now
exactly.
with regard to voter IDs. You look at Europe, there are 47 countries in Europe. 46 of them require that you have to have a voter ID, photo voter ID issued by the government in order to vote. The one exception has been part of the United Kingdom. Northern Ireland has required a photo voter ID. And some local elections in England have, but even that's about to change. The Boris Johnson government has put forward legislation, and given they have a huge majority in Parliament, will easily pass, that will require photo voter IDs issued by the government for the entire country.
Exactly.
You know, the thing is, both socialist and non-socialist governments have adopted these types of regulations. Even looking in the United Kingdom, look at Northern Ireland. Both conservative and labor governments have pushed for identification. The first changes for identification for Northern Ireland occurred in 1985 under Margaret Thatcher, a conservative. They had certain IDs, government IDs, that were required to go and vote. The problem was one of the IDs that were allowed were your medical identification card. And Tony Blair's government, a Labour government, in 2002 made the argument that they thought those cards were very easily forged. And so they tightened up the ID requirements to have relatively tamper-proof government-issued photo IDs that were required after that. So there you have both a conservative and a Labour government. It's turned out afterwards that... some of the leaders of Sinn Féin, kind of after the statute of limitations had elapsed
yes.
on getting in trouble for things, and after the voter ID rules had gone into effect under Tony Blair.
Well, Dr. John Lott, we got to leave it there. The question is, why them and not us, I guess? We'll leave you with that thought for a while. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.